Hi, we're going to be doing a sitting meditation for the next 10 to 15 minutes. So first thing to do is to find some space, a room where you're less likely to be interrupted, and finding a position that will support your practice. So this can be sitting on a chair, sitting cross-legged on yoga blocks or on a cushion, and that can be having support behind the back, if you're sitting cross-legged with the wall behind your back, or if you're sitting on a chair, sitting using the back of the chair to support the spine. But it can also be done in a position where the spine is self-supporting, and you decide that. If you have a difficulty in the back, an injury, or just feels uncomfortable to do that, please use some support. But if it's okay and you might like to try this, to have the spine self-supporting, well, go along with that, and knowing that you can always change during the practice if you need to. So as you settle into practice now, and I'm sure there are thoughts going on about what you've been doing, about whatever the current situation is when you're listening to this recording. And all sorts of things on your mind. It's totally natural, and the aim of mindfulness meditation, just so that I'm clear about this, isn't to eliminate those thoughts or feelings or any activity in the mind. When they come into the mind, we notice them, and we realise, we remember, this is just what minds do. And we're deep in our awareness, we recognize them, we observe them, and we come back. And we come back as many times as you need to, in a given moment, in a given sitting practice, or body scan. And we start again, we restart. And this is a training of the mind. It's a training of the mind to focus in the present moment. But it's also very much a shaping and training in of our own attitude towards ourselves to start with, or how we do anything in life through the practice of meditation. So when the mind goes elsewhere and it's not where you'd intended the mind to be, you notice and you come back with kindness, with as much gentleness as you can. It is how you come back. So you receive the awareness back, maybe back to the posture that you had at the beginning. Or you can use the breath as well. So inviting you to bring awareness to breathing now. And perhaps with a little more emphasis today on the in-breath and the fresher feel of the in-breath. The slightly cooler feel, whether you're breathing through the mouth or the nose, both fine. But it's that rise, that sort of sense of receiving breath as it comes into the body. And then let's go. So the body is on a moment-to-moment basis through the breath, bringing in oxygen and life. And we can sense that supporting life itself, and that flow coming through us. And we don't have to, as long as we're alive and we're reasonably healthy, we don't have to control it. We don't have to make it happen. We don't have to do anything. We'll let breath, let breathe itself. And we can use different words to steady the awareness and also give it a little direction. So we can use brightness or freshness when we breathe in. And really focus the mind to where you can experience the breath when you breathe in. Is it the rise of the chest? Do you sense the breath coming further right into and up the mouth? At what point does the breath pause before it turns back round and flows back out again? And some people like to count breaths to narrow the focus even more. For instance, breathing in one, breathing in two, breathing in three, breathing in four, breathing in five, and starting again from one, just if that helps. So maintaining this interest and focus and even energy, coming still aware of the breath coming in, but now also aware of the whole of the body as it sits here. So checking in with the posture, is the back reasonably straight? Has it slumped over a bit? Is the head drooping forwards? Just allowing the body to straighten up a bit, a little bit anywhere without forcing anything. Strong back. And bringing attention to places in the body where we don't usually bring attention to, such as the hands, where there is often so much life and movement and change of sensation, tingling in the fingers. We might sense the pulse coming from the wrist and the palms of the hands. Temperature could be a warm day, especially when you're sitting inside, might be near a radiator, and get a real experience of that through the hands, sense of touch. And now taking awareness to the feet, again noticing the contact of the feet, whether you're cross-legged or whether you're sitting on a chair. So can be things like pins and needles. One foot you might sense more, or there might be a numb feeling in the feet. We're not looking to make anything happen that's not there already. If there's nothing happening there, well, just notice. You might like to press your feet into the ground just to get a sense again. And then just seeing what's there. And coming to the heart area now. Noticing the heartbeat with the breathing on the in-breath especially. And also the out-breath now. That rhythm of breathing that happens without you having to do anything, control anything. Breath flowing in, breath flowing out, and the heart, muscles of the heart doing the job. And the rest of the trunk of the body, the chest certainly, you can sense that movement right in the chest area. Life going on, life happening. Vital and alert and awake. And every time the mind goes on a little journey, or drifting away somewhere, it's somewhere focused, it's a home base you can come back to the beating of the heart, sensing this life, this oxygen coming in, the rise of the chest, the freshness of the in-breath. As we come to the last part of this practice, and still aware of sitting, however you're sitting, aware of the breath coming in, but now opening up to sounds. Sounds, opening the ears up to sounds, mindfulness of hearing. There might be very little sounds where you are at the moment. You might just be able to hear the words of the guidance. Could be really quiet other than that. But usually, even in quieter rooms, quieter houses and buildings, there are some other noises, and sometimes they're all too obvious. Might be people's voices or doors opening and shutting. Could be the traffic outside, or the sound of nature, like birds. Especially as we're in the spring at the moment, you might notice that a little bit more than usual. Or whatever other sounds are around for you. And you don't have to go out searching for these sounds. You just sit and rest in awareness, or let them come to you, receive them. Noticing the quality of them and how regular or like a rhythm they are. Or how sporadic, random, popping up out of nowhere. Loudness, quietness, pitch and tone. But usually there's a constant array of sounds that surround us, and a lot of the time we're barely conscious of that. But by sitting and resting in awareness, opening the ears, and just being conscious and maybe appreciating how much the ears can take in if we have a decent amount of hearing anyway. That capacity that the hearing has in the mind makes sense of the sound, notices the quality. And as well as that, noticing the space between sounds, the quieter moments. So as we come to the end of this particular practice, wishing you well and wishing you peace, but also energy, wakefulness as well as restedness, and this capacity we have for these qualities of mind and body that we can cultivate through the practice. They're there within us, within every single one of us, and they're there to be practiced and cultivated. So inviting you to do that over the next few days. And you might like to vary a little bit between the more relaxing practices and the slightly more energized, not particularly energized. Maybe you found this as relaxing as the other practices, but at times it can be anyway. And wishing you well, however you're finding these meditations.